This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zecha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'zecha Nishmas Imi Morasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zecha Nishmas Rabbi Yeshua Aryeh ben Rabbi Socha Beresh. The Pasuk in Parshas Tzav, Perek Vav, Pasuk of Aleph, says, U'kli cheres asher tivush al boy yishover. If a chatos or any other korban is cooked in an earthenware vessel, yishover, the vessel must be broken. And Rashi explains, because the blios, the particles of the chatos, become absorbed in the walls of the kli cheres, and the absorption of this chatos will become nicer in the morning, because the chatos can only be eaten for the day that the korban was brought and the following night. But in the morning, it becomes nicer and it is also to eat. And the halacha is by kli cheres, that it cannot be kashered the way the pasuk tells us to do if the korban was cooked in a kli nechoshes, in a copper kli. Because by kli nechoshes, the pasuk says, v'im b'kli nechoshes bushala, if it was cooked in a copper kli, u'moyrak v'shutaf b'moyit, you can clean it and do agola, and the blias are removed. However, since by kli cheres, eino yotze midei dafyo la'olam, the impurity never leaves the walls of the kli cheres, it gets stuck in the walls of the kli cheres, then the only option is yishover, to break the kli cheres. Because if you do not break the kli cheres, you will have blias in the walls of the kli cheres that will become nicer in the morning and will be usher to eat when you cook something else in this kli cheres. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayavav points out that this pasuk is difficult to understand according to the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, who holds linas laila pergemes. Most shitas are of the opinion that taste that is absorbed in a vessel does not become pogum, does not become spoiled until 24 hours have passed. But Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that linas laila pergemes, the absorption becomes pogum by being in the kli overnight. So Tosfos asks that the pasuk makes sense according to the Man D'Amar that says that blias become pogum after 24 hours. Because if one cooked the chatas in a kli cheres, let's say at 2 p.m., the following morning, the blias will become nicer. However, it will not become pogum until later at 2 p.m., 24 hours after it entered the kli. So the nicer happened first, and then it became pogum, and therefore the kli must be broken. However, according to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that linas laila pagemes, at the same time in the morning that it becomes nicer, it also becomes pogum. So why does the pasuk say yishover? The nicer is pogum, the nicer is spoiled, and cannot have any effect on anything that will be cooked in this kli cheres in the future. The Rosh answers this question by saying that even according to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, there are times that kli cheres must be broken. Because linas laila pagemes is only if the absorption was in the kli for the complete night. So for example, if the chatas was cooked in a kli cheres at 2 a.m., since it wasn't absorbed in the kli for the whole night, it will not become pogum in the morning. So in that case, we need the pasuk of yishover, because in the morning it will become nicer and it won't become pogum, because linas laila pagemes is only if it was absorbed for the complete night. So the Rosh is saying that we need the pasuk of yishover for a specific case, when the chatas was cooked in the middle of the night and the blias were not absorbed for a complete night. So then the next morning, it will be nicer and will have to be broken. The Ran offers a different teretz. This din of linas laila pagemes does not take place in the kli, in the walls of the kli, but rather, if it was absorbed in the walls overnight and then afterwards comes out of the walls of the vessel through cooking something else in the vessel, these blias are poige when it gets mixed with the next food. It is pagemes b'ta'aruvasa. It is pagemes when it becomes mixed with something else. So as long as it is still in the walls of the kli, in the walls of the kli cheres, it is not pogo. And therefore, Tosfos's question is not difficult, because the blias become nicer in the morning, and at that time it is not yet pogo, because it only becomes pogo when it goes out of the walls into the next food. Therefore, in the morning, when it becomes nicer, there is a chi of shvira, because at that time, it still did not become pogo yet. And finally, a third answer is given by the Baal Shoel Meshiv, Reb Shoel Nottenson, based on the Mishnah in Maseches Avos, Perek Hei Mishnah Hei, which relates that one of the 10 nisim which occurred in the Beis HaMikdash was that the meat of the karbanos never spoil. V'lo yisriach b'sar hegdish me'olo. So true, linas laila pagemes, but not by kachim in the Beis HaMikdash. They never spoiled. And therefore, if kachim were cooked in a kli cheres, they would become nicer in the morning, but would not become pogo, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who holds linas laila pagemes. Because that was one of the nisim, that kachim did not spoil. And therefore, even according to the Manda Omar, Lina Slaila Pagemes, the kli would need to be broken because the bliyas will become nicer in the morning and not become pogler. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Tav tells us about the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, where the Kohen would take a shovel full of ashes, ashes created by the burnt olas tamid, and place it on the east side of the ramp of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And the Pasuk tells us that the Kohen would wear his big day kahuna while doing the Trumas Hadeshen. But interestingly, when the Pasuk says that he wears the big day kahuna, it only mentions two out of the four begadim, his kesoines and his michnasayim. Why does the Pasuk only mention these two? Why not all four? Also, the Pasuk tells us two halachas regarding these two begadim. Firstly, v'lovash ha-koyen midoivan. The Kohen should wear bad, his kesoines made of bad, linen, and it says midoy, shetehei kimidosa. It should be made according to his size. So that's one halacha tells us. The kesoines should be kimidosa. Then it says, umichnes evad yilbash ha-basari. And pants of linen he should wear on his flesh. And Rashi tells us that the extra words yilbash al-basari teach us shelo yehei davar choitzes beinotayim. There should not be a barrier between his flesh and his pants. So firstly, why does the Pasuk only mention two out of the four big day kuhuna, only the michnasayim and the ksoines? And secondly, why does the Pasuk teach us these two halachas regarding the begadim, that the ksoines should be kimidasai and that lo yehei davar choitzes between his flesh and the michnasayim? Why are these halachas specifically told to us by the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen? These halachas should be said in Parashat Tetzaveh, where it discusses the Big Day Kohuna. The Varbanel explains that Trumas Hadeshen can be a dirty job. Shoveling ashes can cause the Big Day Kohuna to become soiled. So one might think, maybe the kesoines should be a bit shorter, so it won't get dragged in the ashes. Maybe put a barrier between the kohen's michlasayim and his flesh, so that his flesh remains clean. Says the Torah, no. Don't make it shorter. Don't put a barrier. Says the Abar Manel, that is why specifically these two begadim are mentioned, with these two halachos, specifically by the Trumas Hadeshen, where there is a concern that the begadim and his skin might become dirty from the ashes. And that's why it mentions these two begadim, even though he wore all four, to tell you that even though there's a chance that it will become dirty, the kesoines should be kimidasai, and there should not be a davar choitzetz between the michlasayim and his basar. I just would like to end off with an interesting idea regarding the purpose that it was the kaihanim who did the avodah of Trumas Hadeshen. The Chovas HaLevavos in Sharach Niyah Perek Vav says, V'yaniach ha-gevohos le-kovet ha-bari. For the honor of Hashem, one should put aside all his haughtiness. V'yazev ha-gedula v'ha-yokor be'eishu oisev elikim. And while he's serving Hashem, he should remove from himself all pride and greatness. K'mosha omar ha-kozval ha-haroim, like the Pasuk says regarding Aharon, v'heirim mis-hadeshen, that Aaron did Trumas Hadeshen. V'chayvoy ha-borei lo-hoitzis hadeshen b'chol yom tomit. Hashem obligated the Kahanim to take out the Trumas Hadeshen every day, lachashpil ulehesir haga'av amiliboy, in order to lower the Kahanim and to remove their haughtiness from their heart. Because a Kohen who does the Avodah may become haughty. He's running the show. Therefore, to humble him, Hashem gave him the mitzvah to remove the ashes, Trumas Hadeshen, a job that may make him dirty, a job that may soil his clothing, all for the purpose of k'dei lachashpil ulehesir haga'ava milibot.